107.1 CJCSFM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudill. It is Wednesday, May 31st. June is Pride Month, and it's a pleasure, as always, to be chatting with Bruce Duncan Skeef with Stratford Pride Community Center and Stratford Pride Guide. Bruce, it's wonderful to see you again.
Morning.
Now, we should say bright and early for you because we've got so much to talk about, but let's talk about opening night last night at the Stratford Festival. You were there last night.
Yes, absolutely. It's something I've been doing for number of years, and it was nice to see all the gowns back and the guys in their penguin suits.
And so, just
unfortunately, I put too much weight on during COVID, and I can't wear mine anymore.
Stop! But it was just nice to have this as a sort of the full pageantry last night, if you will. Beautiful night for it. Opening night, Stratford Festival. Something on this scale has been a long time coming.
Quite frankly. It felt like the festival was back.
Yeah. Nice. Well, good to hear. And speaking of which, we've got such a stellar season for the Stratford Festival with a particular plays in the focus or in the spotlight, Timbers.
Yeah, we've got an association with three of the plays this year. One is Rent, of course, and we had a sneak peek at that during Winterfest.
Right.
When some of the cast came and gave us a preview of one of the songs. The others are Casey and Diana, which is a brand new play playing at the Studio Theater, and it's about the day in 1991 when Princess Diana came to Casey House, which was Canada's first freestanding AIDS hospice, and went around room to room and met everybody. And there's a very famous picture that went worldwide of her actually shaking hands with one of the residents at a time when there was a lot of stigma about touching people with AIDS. And so that went around the world. This is the story of that visit.
Yes.
And so we've got Rent, we've got that one, and then the third gay play, as I'm calling them, this year is Richard II.
Right.
Brad Fraser, who's one of the most controversial and most prolific gay playwrights in Canada, and he has done the adaptation from Shakespeare's original of Richard II. And it's based wildly, believe it or not, in the Studio 54 era of New York City.
Yeah, there you go.
And it's all in that milieu because it's about a king who believes that nothing can touch him.
Okay.
And how a lot of people in the late 1970s felt about, you know, going out to bars and hooking up and all that sort of thing before AIDS.
Yes, yes. We've chatted with Ann Swerdfeger with Stratford Festival about Richard II. Sounds fascinating, and I've heard nothing but good reviews for Casey and Diana. We should mention that show in particular is on for a very limited run, Casey and Diana.
It is. It's up until, I think it's the 16th or so, 16th or 17th of June.
Yeah.
And I am actually, after the play, they've set aside a room in the same building, in the theater building, for people to go and just sort of chill out for a little while or maybe let some feelings out.
Yeah, because it's an emotional play. It's an emotional play.
Oh, yeah, particularly for anybody who was in that age cohort. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm 63, so this show is taking place, and the event took place when I was 31, so I was right in the middle of the whole thing, and I was working at the Ministry of Health in Toronto at the same time. Anyway, so the thing that I'm really happy about is with Richard II and with Casey and Diana, the SPCC has got a 2-for-1 ticket deal.
Okay.
That the festival offered us. So for the duration of the run of each of those two plays, you can go to our website, stratfordpride.com, and look up the big ticket deal on the website, and you'll find the promo code.
Perfect. That's awesome.
It's really important to us because the 2-for-1 deal means that a lot of people who are young, maybe gay, you know, maybe the person who serves you your morning coffee at Balzac's or you know, wherever, normally can't afford to buy tickets to the festival. This helps make theater a lot more accessible for young queer people who can go and see something that reflects their own lives.
There you go. What a great offer, a great opportunity, again, with Stratford Pride Community Center. And we should mention its anniversary celebrations, too. Is that right?
It is. Wow. It was a year ago that we moved into our community center at 24 Down East Street. And the specific date is this Sunday, the 4th. So we're going to be offering free breakfast. Drop in, have a look around if you haven't been there before. We're going to do a continental breakfast on Saturday morning and Sunday morning.
Nice.
And also on Saturday, and we must not forget, Drag Storytime, which we used to host. We're still a partner in, but it's now moving over to the public library, two blocks away from the community center. Much nicer room. They've got a kid-friendly room. It's bright. It's sunny. It's bigger. So we're really looking forward to that transition. The partners in it this time are the library and us and Fanfare Books.
Oh, there you go. A lot's going on this weekend. Again, Saturday and Sunday, celebrate the anniversary with the Stratford Pride Community Center. And a big shout-out for Zayers for sponsoring this Continental
absolutely.
Breakfast. That's
and
awesome.
The thing that sort of wraps up the weekend is we are opening for the summertime the Stratford Gay Bar.
Oh, that's right. Yes, yes.
It's sort of a part-time bar. We thought it would be fun with these plays on AIDS and the queer community and so
and
on.
And summertime, too. Sure.
There are going to be a lot of people coming into town.
Sure.
And this is a spot for them to go and have a drink.
All right. And that location is?
38 Albert Street. We're being hosted by Rockwell
Lounge. Oh. All right. We'll pass again all the information on our social media and with mystratfordnow.com. It is Pride Month for the month of June. Be a part of all the celebrations, all the events, and with Stratford Pride Community Center and Stratford Pride Guide, we should mention too.
And I have to remind you that there is a section of the newly opened clothing store, Mosaic Outfitters, down at number 10 Downey, where you can get all the Pride swag that you want. T-shirts,
yeah, new
tote
stuff.
Bags, ball caps, it's all there.
It's all there. Bruce Duncan Skeefe with Stratford Pride Community Center and Stratford Pride Guide. Bruce, always a pleasure. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Jamie.